今晚我哋要喺哥罗西书第一章嘅里面去睇关乎主嘅所示嘅另外嘅一面。
This evening we're going to study the first chapter of Colossians, looking into another aspect of all that our Lord Christ is.
我哋从上文睇到佢系创造嘅主。
From the preceding content, we see that He is the Lord of creation.
不单只是他设计,
not only has He devised or planned it,
不单只是他去执行,
not only did He accomplish it,
并且他整个的创造是为着他,
but we realize that all of creation was created for Him.
为什么是为着他呢?
Why was it for Him?
是藉着创造的这件事情是显出他的智慧他的权柄他的能力他的管理
Because through the matter of creation, it manifested his wisdom, his authority, his sovereignty, and his might.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
如果我们读希伯来书的时候
When we read through the book of Hebrews,
我们很清楚地看到他不单只是用他的权能去创造万有。
We realize that not only did he create all,living things through his might.
而且仲有权能来管理住万有嘅嗰个运行。
But he also governs all of the workings of all of his creation.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
喺佢嘅创造嘅里边，唔仅仅系叫我哋睇到系物质上边嘅事实。
Because his creation is not limited to material things.
或者话系物质嘅本身。
Or you can say just what we see, material things.
同时又是物质的运行的自然规律。
But also all the things that dictate all the movements of each and every one of his creations.
这一切都是叫我们看到他的智慧和他自己的设计安排。
All of these things are aspects that we can, where it allows us a glimpse into his wisdom, his arrangement and preparation.
我轻轻举一个例子俾弟兄姊妹睇。
Let me just raise a very simple illustration for brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹有冇谂过眼眉有冇用嘅呢？
Have you ever considered what is the function of your eyelash?
我哋好似觉得眼眉冇乜用。
The eyebrows. We might think that our eyebrows does not have a particular function per se.
你見到有好多人，特別係啲婦女，將眼眉掹光曬。
Because you see some individuals, some females, they might pluck out all their eyebrows.
等梗係冇用，然後先掹咗佢啦。如果有用，你掹咗佢點得？
So that probably tells us that there's not much of a function for an eyebrow. Or else, if there was a function, then why would anyone consider plucking all of it out?
咁佢係咪真係冇用？
But what is it true that there's no function for the eyebrow?
神所做的每一样嘢是没用的。
Brothers and sisters, I can tell you that it is not possible that there is no function to any of the things that God creates.
我们住在湾区，出汗的时间不是很多。
Now we live in the Bay Area, and it doesn't come very often a time when the weather is too hot for us.
但是好像这两天咁，尤其是昨天。
And so these couple of days, especially yesterday,
除非你唔喐，一喐你成身汗。
Unless you're immobile, the moment you move, you start to sweat.
唔单止系成身汗。
Not only are you perspiring,
满头大汗。
But you are full of perspiration.
嗰啲汗水咧就系由个头壳顶嗰度咁样流落嚟。
So the sweat drops.From the top of your head and drips and drops down your head.
等一下你留意，如果冇眼眉嘅话咧，你知道咩嘅味道啦。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you did not have any eyebrows, you would realize how terrible that would be.
那最低限度你睇到呢树有一个用途。
So at the very least, you see one particular illustration.
啲汗水流到呢度嘅时候咧，啲树就好似将佢积住喺嗰度。
When your sweat drips down to where your eyebrows is, it seems that it's sort of it's like a canopy that's there.
積到咁上下多嘅時候咧，就咁流喺呢處啊流咗落嚟。
So it catches it right where your eye would be, and then slowly it drips, but off to the side.
但若果話冇一個咁嘅作用喺嗰度
But if there was no function that's carried out by your eyebrows in this way,
等着问你估个结果是怎样?
What do you think would be the end result?
那些汗水会直接流入你的眼睛里.
The drops of sweat would drip right into your eye.
你说那里还有眼睛毛啊?
Oh, but you say, well, I still have my eyelashes.
没错,眼睛毛就是第二道防线.
It's true, that would be a second line of defense.
但是, 第二道防线不是那么靠得住的.
But the second line of defense is never as trustworthy as the first.
因为你的汗水在这个眉毛那里流下来.
Because as the sweats drip down the end of your eyebrows,
或者在眉头那里流下来,
or perhaps it drips to at the center of your face where your eyebrow is,
是超越过那个眼眉毛,眼一毛,直接在两个眼角那里.
It goes around your eyelashes and it drips down just at the corners of your eye.
直接进去你的眼睛里.
If not, then it will just fall into your eye.
我们平常游泳,进了水,进了眼睛,眼睛红红发出来.
When we swim and we get some water in our eyes, you realize that your eyes become irritated.
但是水是淡水.
But it's because there's salty water.
It's not salted water.
如果你在海水那里游,那你的眼睛红得就更加厉害. But if you were in salt water, then the irritation would be even greater.
汗水会不会比海水更厉害一点呢? 我不敢说。
I cannot tell you actually which would be worse.
不过弟兄姊妹,你可以想象得到那个结果是怎样。
But you can imagine what the end result would be.
所以在神所做的,在神的创造的里头, 很细微的事情上面,都叫我们看到祂的智慧。
So even from the minutest aspect of His creation, it allows us a glimpse into His wisdom.
但这一切,神的话,是为着祂来做的。
So it tells us in God's words, it sums it up to tell us that everything was created for Him.
是藉着这一切的事情来去显露出这位创造者,这位设计者,这位执行创造的那个人是怎样的超绝的。
And it allows us to see how great the greatness of this designer, this architect, this planner, and the one who accomplished it all.
所以我们今晚接下去的时候呢，我们就睇到一个更重要的事了。
As we continue on this evening, we come to a greater matter.
从十八节开始，你就睇到佢话佢系教会全体嘅元首。
Beginning with verse 18, it tells us he is also the head of the body, the church.
佢系原始，系从死里头。
He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead.
好,我们不看下去先。
We're going to end here, we're going to stop here for now.
我们只是看,他亦是教会全体之首。
Just look at the first portion. It says that he is the head of the body, the church.
一提到他是教会全体之首呢,
Whenever we talk about him being the head of the church,
这个事实的里面, 当然,最简单的就是说,
The very simplest way to place it or to tell of it is that He is the one who grants life.
他是赐生命的主,
now, He is the Lord of life.
然后就带出了一个结果,
that being said, it brings forth a result.
那个结果就是他成为全体的教会的头.
The fact that He is the Lord of life results in one conclusion, that is that he would have to be the head of the body, of which is the church.
那个意思就是说,
the meaning is this.
不单单指说出在教会里面最高的那个地位是他。
Not only does it tell us specifically that he holds the highest position in all the church.
更重要的一件事,那是说出
But it tells us that the very source of the church itself is Him.
没他的话呢,
Without Him, there is no such thing as the church.
如果教会摆在树的时候呢,
and if the church is presented to us, the very fact that it tells us then that the whole reason for the existence of the church is through him. Through his what?
因为他所赐的生命.
Through the life that he gives.
弟兄姊妹，我们都懂得什么叫做教会.
We know, all of us have an understanding of what the church is.
教会是一群人.
The church is a group of people.
但这群人不是普通人.
But this is not a group of ordinary people.
这群人呢,是有神儿子的生命的人.
This is a group of people that holds the life of God's only begotten Son.
他们有了神儿子的生命.
And once this group of people possess the life
of the Son of God,
and the life of God, I mean, life of the Son of God binds them together,
就成了一个属灵的整体.
Then now it becomes a spiritual being.
这个属灵的整体呢?
And this spiritual organism,
the body,
is this spiritual body,
它们虽然是可以分开看到一个一个一个一个个个人,
may be separated in order for us to see each and every individual by themselves,
但是因为那个生命的连结呢?
But because of the union of life,
他们不再在那里强调一个一个一个一个个人,
the emphasis is no longer on each individual,
因为他们成了一个完整的身体,
because now they have become a complete body.
好像什么样?
What can we use as an example?
好像这个麦头的那个网咁,
just like the head of the net, the head of the microphone.
The
net to the head of the microphone.
你可以看到它一个窿一个窿一个窿一个窿.
You can see actually little holes that intersperse.
是很多条线咁横横直直咁样将佢织成.
Because it's made by the intertwining of various wiring.
当你看到它的时候呢?
But when you look at it,
你不是看它是很多很多很多个窿.
You don't look at it to say, wow, there's many holes in this particular thing.
你是看它是一个完整的一个 这个叫做扩音器的那个网.
But what you see is the overall aspect. You see the mic itself.
弟兄姊妹,这个是我们在神面前很清楚看到的.
So this is something that we need to be very clear about and understand before God.
我们分散成这么多的人,
we can all be separated into so many people.
分散到多大呢?
How big are we?
很大.
It can be very big.
我们如果稍微注意到教会的话呢?
If we take the note of the church per se,
你就知道教会如果从时间上去看,
From a time perspective,
是从五旬节圣灵降临那个时候开始,
chronologically, it spans from the moment that the Holy Spirit came at the hour of Pentecost,
一直到将来主回来的时候为止,
and it spans till that moment of time when the Lord returns at his second coming.
在这段时间的里头, 所有有生命的人,
so all during within this span of time, every single individual who then possesses the life, they are formed and organized together to be the body. In terms of the scope, we realize that the scope encompasses all of the earth. It is through North and South America.
或者说南北中美洲,
you can say North America, Central America, South America,
欧洲,
Australia,
欧洲,
no, Europe, Asia, Australia,
现在就亚洲,
Europe, Australia, and Asia.
那等一下你看到, 全地上面这么宽阔的那个范围,
and so you can see the boundary is the whole world.
所有有主生命的人都是进入这个整体的里面.
That each and every individual who possesses the life of the Lord is brought into this body.
弟兄姊妹,我们就没办法不了解到这一点了.
Now, because of that, we cannot help but to come to this realization.
他是教会全体之首.
He is the head of the body, the church.
不是仅仅讲出 佢係最高嗰個位份嘅。
It's not merely to state, oh, he is the highest, he holds the highest position.
佢同時係教會之所以產生出嚟嘅原因。
But he is the very reason for the birth of the church.
所以佢話佢係教會全體之首。
And so that's why he's able to say, we are able to say he's the head of the church.
我哋感謝讚美主。
Thanks be to the Lord.
本來呢一個神兒子嘅生命只係單單喺神兒子嘅身上高。
Initially, the life of the Son exists only in the Son.
所以就講到話父懷裏嘅獨生子。
And that's why the Bible tells us that he who is in the bosom of the Father, the only begotten Son.
但係我哋感謝神。
But we thank our God.
因為父懷裏嘅獨生子肯交出咗佢自己。
The only begotten Son who was in the bosom of the Father gave himself up.
結果神就得到好多嘅兒子。
And because of that, God was now able to gain many sons.
因為呢一位神嘅兒子，佢嘅生命分散出，分。中文好難找一個合適的詞來講，姑且是這樣講，這個神懷裡獨生子的生命，他分散開來，是讓很多的人都接受過來作他們的生命。
It's kind of difficult to express this thought even in Chinese, but perhaps we can roughly say this.The life of the Son has been divvied up to and given to many individuals to possess.
所以我們就看到，因著神的兒子的這樣的交出，就叫神得到許多的兒子。
And because of this one act, done by the Son of God to give himself up, he allows God the Father to have access to many sons.
所以我們看到，在我们的主未曾造成那个救赎之前。
So prior to the time when our Lord has, had completed the salvation plan.
即是说他未曾将他的生命分给人之前。
That means prior to that moment in time before the Lord gave his life over for the sake of man.
你只看到父怀里有一位独生子。
We can only see only one only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
就算在舊約的時候呢,
in the Old Testament even,
這件事情不是那麼明顯,
this particular matter is not very clearly depicted.
但你都隱隱約約看到在神那處有一位兒子。
But in a hidden way, you can already see in the Old Testament that there is only one begotten Son of God.
每年都到12月的時候呢, 各個地方很多人都會讀以賽亞那段的聖經。
Whenever we come to December, there are many, many, groups and places that would read through what the recording that's, in Isaiah.
那段聖經怎樣說呢?
What does that particular passage say?
他說有一子賜給我他們。
It tells
us that, 有一子賜給我們。
It says that there is one son that's given to us.
For unto us a son is born.
For unto us a child is born.
咁佢个名咧就称为奇妙
，and his name is wonderful，
称为测试，counselor， 叫做全能嘅神
，almighty God，
叫做和平嘅君
，prince of peace。
嗱，弟兄姊妹，每年每年我哋都总会有机会听到人家会读呢啲咁嘅经文。
Each and every year we would hear that particular scriptural passage read during that time。
当你读到呢啲咁嘅经文嘅时候。
When you read this particular passage,
你留意到,
take note,
是一个儿子, 是一个孩子,
that there is one child, one son that's given.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
到新约的时候, 神的话就很明显确定说, 是一个独生子。
When we come to the New Testament, then it is very evident that the, God's word tell us specifically there is only one begotten son.
但弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
当我们的主 完成咗救赎嘅时候。
At the moment when our Lord completed salvation,
你就留意到圣经出现咗一啲咁样嘅事实咯。
You realize that the Bible now reveals something else for us.
主喺坟墓嗰处对阿伯对马阿抹大拉嘅玛利亚讲。
And so the Lord was at the gravesite speaking to Mary.
你去话俾我嘅众弟兄听。
Speaking to Mary Magdalene, said, "Go and tell my brothers."
我要升上去见我嘅神。
That I will ascend to see my Father.
又系你哋嘅神。
And he is your father as well.
我去见我嘅父。
I go to see my Father.
又系你哋嘅父。
Which who is also your father?
弟兄们，你留意咗。
And so, brothers and sisters, take notice.
神嘅儿子多起上嚟。
All of a sudden, there are many sons.
本来系只有一个独生子。
Initially, there was only one begotten son.
如今就有咗好多嘅儿子。
But now there are many sons.
再过啲多咧。
And then thereafter.
哦，你睇到圣经里边咧，就提及到我哋嘅时候，就讲到我哋系神嘅众子。
When the Bible records then concerning us, it records to us to be sons.
罗马书八章嗰处就话。万有都喺嗰处嚟，喺虚空嘅下边嚟等候神嘅众子显出嚟。
In Romans chapter 8, it tells us that all creation is awaiting for the manifestation of the sons.
然后希伯来书二章十节嗰处就话，神要领许多嘅儿子进荣耀里边去。
And then in Hebrews chapter 2, it tells us that He will bring many sons into glory.
So, 弟兄姊妹，当我哋读到他也是教会全体之首嘅时候
，and so when we come to this point where it says he is also the head of the church，
你留意到喺神同人中间发生咗几多嘅变化
？Do you realize how much has changed in the relationship that exists between man and God？
我哋如果真实嘅能够领会到呢一件咁嘅事
，if we really are able to understand this particular aspect. 我
哋冇办法唔承认，我哋嘅主佢果然系应该系作万有之首。
Then is no would cause us to come to a conclusion that is no wonder that our Lord has now come to be head over all.
佢当然系教会全体之首啦。
Yes, of course, he is the head of the body, which is the church.
我哋感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our Lord.
所以我哋跟住就睇到神嘅话就。将神嘅儿子嘅所事嚟做咗一个总结。
And so now we are able to make a conclusion of all that the Son of God is.
这个咁样嘅总结出嚟嘅佢嘅所事呢，乃系藉着佢嘅所作嚟表明出嚟。
Now the conclusion of all that He is comes forth from the various things that He has done and what we are able to see.
他说他是原始。
He tells us that he is the beginning.
他是从死里首先复生的。
That he is the firstborn of the dead.
我们先看这两件事。
Let's just take a look at these two aspects.
这两件事情就是将上面所讲的说话来做了一个总结。
These two aspects actually concisely concludes what had come before.
他是原始。
He is the beginning.
即是说一切是从他那里开头的。
That means that everything stems from him.
这个是着重在物质的世界的里头。
Now this then particularly focuses the materialistic world, material things in this world.
然后就说他是从死里面首先复生的。
And then when it says he's the firstborn from the dead,
这个是生命的。
Now this tells us about the life.
在生命的显出来他是第一个人。
That when life was manifested, he is the first.
从生命的表达出来，他是第一个人。
That he is the first to reveal life.
因为我们留意到神所生的，他是首生的。
Don't forget, he is the firstborn of all that are born in God.
然后你再看到这个生命的释放。
And then when you look again and look at how this particular life is expressed.
现在想回去刚才我说的分散不对是释放
This is correct this is the, Earlier I said where I was talking about life it should be expressed this way that it is expressed how the life is expressed
这个生命的释放是怎样开始的呢
How is this life expressed
是藉着他从死里面复活
It is through him being resurrected from the dead.
当佢从死里复活嘅时候
，when he was resurrected from the dead，
嗰个系头一次嘅生命嘅释放。
That is the very first time that life was expressed。
嗱，如今喺呢两个大嘅范围嘅里头
，so from these two great or the two major aspects，
一个系物质世界嘅范围
，one looking strictly from the perspective of material things，
一个系生命嘅范围。
The other aspect is speaking strictly on life。
喺呢两个范围嘅里边，你都睇到佢系嗰个原因。
So in both of these arenas, we realize that he is the very purpose for the existence of those things.
这个范围里面所有的一切的事物
So everything that is within the scope of each one of these aspects
同埋实际的情形
and the reality of it
都是因为他
has to do with him being the very purpose
又是根据他
and is by him.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当圣灵这样跟我们总结到我们的主是怎样的一位的时候
When the Holy Spirit reveals to us what type of Lord our Lord is
就很清楚的来指出为什么是为他做的
Then it very clearly delineates why everything was created for him
说一切都是为他做的。
That everything was created for him.
但是如果你还记得那时候所讲的那个一切呢，就包括很多。
Now, when it says all things, of course, it incorporates many, many things.
天上的。
In the heavens.
地上的。
On earth.
能够看见的。
Those things which are visible.
不能够看见的。
Those things that are not visible.
或者有位的。
And those things that have thrones or positions.
主治的。
And have dominion.
執政的
rulers
掌權的
authorities
你知道你看這個範圍包括多大
Brothers and sisters, how great is this scope?
底下就是為了他來做的
And ultimately it tells us that all things are created for him
怎樣為了他來做
What does it mean created for him?
現在我們看見
Now we are able to see
不單只是因為藉著他的所作來顯出這一切的事物那個存在那个发生和它的存在
Not only do we recognize the creation but also the manifestation of everything through the works that he has already completed
同时呢这一切做出来是为了显明他在万有之上那个地位
But also all of these things have been designed and now expressed in order to showand express the fact that he is the head over all.
而这个地位呢不是执回来的。
And now, this particular position which he holds did not come incidentally.
又不是因为说他是神的儿子神要将这个这么高的荣誉给过他那他就得到了。
Neither did it come just because he happens to be the son of God and so therefore God had to put him in that position.
但之为不是、啊、
No
这句话给我们知他之所以在万有之上居首在凡事上居首位
This particular passage tells us that he is head over all things
是因为透过他所作的一切事情来显明他是配
Because everything that he has done shows that he is worthy of that position
但之为我们读启示录的时候
When we read Revelation,
你留意到我常常同弟兄姊妹提到在第四章、第五章这两章圣经的里面所讲及在天上的敬拜。
Oftentimes we will make mention of chapter 4 and chapter 5 depicting for us the picture of the heavenly worship.
对父的敬拜，对子的敬拜。
The worship to the Father, the worship to the Son.
那个焦点在哪处呢
But what is the focus?
都是在承认他们是配得着这一切的尊贵、荣耀、称重和敬拜。
The focal point consistently is that both the Father and the Son are worthy of all of our praises, thanksgiving, and worship.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
哥罗西书就很明确地给我们看到。
Colossians clearly depicts for us.
他被摆放在万有之上作元首
that he has been placed in the position to be head over all things.
是藉著他所作的一切的事情來去成就的。
But it's because of what he has already done that allows him to have that position.
看到這件這樣的事的時候呢,
so when we come to this point,
就又引出神那個永遠的計劃。
It actually links us to now the eternal will of God.
你說為什麼神的兒子要做一件這樣的事?
You might ask, well, why does the Son of God have to do the things that he did?
他要顯明他在萬有之上要做元首。
So that he could manifest the fact that he is the head over all creation?
而且他又是配做的。
Is it just to show that he is worthy of that particular position?
如果他實實在在是配做的。
Because if he was really worthy of it,
咁唔使经过咁多嘅手续，佢都系喺嗰处噶啦。
Then even if he doesn't go through all these other things that he had to go through, he would still be worthy of it.
但我哋感谢神。
But we thank our God.
我哋睇到一件事。
There's something that we are able to see.
系圣经话俾我哋知。
And it's something that the Bible tells us.
乃系神自己嘅定规。
That this particular matter has been established by God Himself.
神是要将他的儿子摆在最高的位置。
Because God wants to put His Son in the highest position.
但是神怎么让他的儿子上到最高的位置呢?
But how will God be able to place His Son in the highest position?
不是因为他是神的儿子，所以就自自然然就上到去那个位。
It cannot just be a natural byproduct of the fact that he is the Son of God, and so therefore he deserves it, and so he is there. Now, brothers and sisters, this is actually a very serious issue.
神将他的儿子要摆在至高的那个位置。
God the Father wants to put his Son in the proper place.Position of head over all.
但是神要他的儿子先经历一些的事情。
But God the Father wants his son first to experience something.
而这件事情就是神的永远的计划。
And this process really is then the will of God.
哥罗西书就没有提到这么深入。
The book of Colossians doesn't go into this aspect in so much detail.
但是我们领会到这件事情。
But we get a glimpse of it.
这件事情是在创世之前神就定规了。
And this matter actually was established even at the very time of the creation.
定规了神的儿子要经历这么多的事来被放在最高的位置那里。
It was established even at that time, the time of creation, that the Son of God must go through all of these encounters.
这一件这样的事情就牵涉到一个很严肃的属灵的征战。
And because of this, then this brings us to a very solemn spiritual issue.
我们每次读创世纪第一章的时候，
Whenever we come to Genesis chapter 1,
我们不敢忽略那件事。
We dare not do without this particular aspect.
很多称为基督徒的人，他们觉得创世纪一章没什么特别。
There are many, many individuals in Christendom that considers Genesis chapter 1 to be of no substantial value.
但是主怜悯我们的时候，他就会给我们看到创世纪第一章是非常非常的重要。
But with By the mercy of the Lord, He allows us to understand, no, Genesis chapter 1 is of vital importance.
我们几乎可以说，整部的圣经就是根据创世纪第一章来发生。
You can even go to the point to say that the entirety of the Bible stems from what is recorded for us in Genesis chapter 1.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹已经能够掌握到那件事。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters here already have a grasp and understanding of that. Genesis chapter 1 begins and tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And there was emptiness in the earth, full of darkness. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface.
Don't you know these kinds of words?
究竟有什么意思? Brothers and sisters, do these particular sentences have any meaning at all?
如果算怜悯我们的话，我们就说，哦，当时开始的时候就是这样。
Except for the grace of the Lord to have mercy upon us, we would just conclude to say, well, that's just a depiction of how it was from the beginning.
但是主如果稍微怜悯我们一下,
but as long as the Lord gives us some portion of grace to have mercy upon us,
我们就会觉得有些困扰在树了。
Then we realize, wait, there's something amiss.
为什么全能的神做天地的时候, 做出一个冤冤黑暗空虚混沌的地出来?
How could it be that an almighty God would create from the very beginning an earth that was formless and void and filled with darkness?
他应该是做一个很完美的地正啊。
Shouldn't he create an earth that was beautiful and full and abundant?
没什么理由要做一个这样的地出来。
It doesn't make sense at all that this earth that is depicted here should be the fruit of his creation.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们稍微更多的掌握到神的话，
but when we have a little bit more of an understanding of the development of the Word of God, we realize that those mere two verses incorporates myriad of happenings. And contained within these two verses spans a great deal of time.
简单地提一提,
to simply go into it,
在那树隐藏着一个很严肃的事,
what is hidden in these two verses is a very serious issue.
就是天使长的堕落,
and it's the fall of the archangel.
然后就将神起初创造的天地从一个非常 好的情形的底下，就造成咗嗰个冤面黑暗，空虚混动，冤面黑暗。
And thereby bringing forth or bringing down a creation that was initially beautiful by God to a point where it became formless and void and filled with darkness.
神为咗要恢复翻起初嘅嗰个完美，
but for because God want desire to restore the initial beauty of his creation. He then made arrangements for what we now know as Genesis chapter 1, the story of creation. And the restored creation of God,
跟着没多久, 又被撒旦来骚扰了。
Not soon thereafter was disturbed by Satan.
打乱了,
and it brought forth confusion into that creation.
连在那次的恢复的里头所做出来的人都被他拖了落水。
And even God, even man, which was the object of creation for that second restoration creation,
所以然后等于你,
also fell.
然后你等等之后，你先至会体会到乜嘢叫做皮子做嘅衣服。
Now then allows us to understand what does it mean for them to have a coat or a clothing of leather.
乜嘢叫做女人嘅后裔要相射嘅头？
What does it mean that the heir of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent?
等之后我哋感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we give thanks to our God.
当我哋翻到去起初嗰个时候。 那个属灵的历史的里面,
when we come back to that initial spiritual history,
我们就发现到神在那个日子的里头, 神安排了一个计划。
We discovered the fact that God had made a particular arrangement at that time.
要将不管它是天使长的堕落所造成的，亦或是人的堕落，再加深
that regardless of whether the damage came from the downfall of the archangel or the consequence of man's fall into sin,
神要将它恢复回来,
that now God wants to restore everything.
恢复回到是完全是神自己的荣耀丰富 嘅顯出嚟。
To restore everything to a position that displays and clearly manifests the beauty and the fullness that God had originally placed in creation.
所以弟兄姊妹，當我哋讀到十九節嘅時候，我哋讀落去就好似好簡單。
And so when we read to come back to verse 19 and we continue forward, seemingly on the surface is a very simple read.
嗰度就係話，因為父喜歡叫一切嘅豐盛喺佢裏面居住。
Because it tells us then that that it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him.
神喜歡做一件咁嘅事。
Oh.It says, is for God's good pleasure.
神喜欢将所有的丰盛都摆在他儿子的里头。
That it delighted the Father to put all the fullness to dwell in Him, the Son.
但是我们要问的。
But we need to ask a question.
父亲将他所有的给过儿子，个手续简单不简单？
Is it a very simple process for the God, the Father, to place all the fullness into the Son?
簡單到極啦。
Of course, it would be a very more than simple thing.
你話要俾佢咪就俾佢咯。
Because if God says so, then it would be done.
而家喺人中間咧，手續或者又複雜啲。
Perhaps it's more complex for us in terms of the procedures that we as man would have to undergo.
你要先整咗一個有。法律效力嘅咁嘅遺囑喺嗰度。
You first have to establish a legal precedence, a legal will.
或者你要做先預備咗一個咁嘅所謂叫做living trust。
You would have to establish a living trust, possibly.
你有咗一個法律嘅嗰個效力嘅根據。
And so there's some legal ground or foundation for you to stand upon.
咁樣。兒子去承接父親嘅咧，咁又就係咁啊做完。
When you have a legal document, now then the son can legally inherit whatever it is that is from the father.
但雖然如今嘅手續或者係法律嘅手續係複雜啲。
So even though for us today, legally, all the legal ramifications may make it more complex.
究竟做父親嘅將佢所有嘅俾個兒子係一件簡單嘅事。
But boiling it down, everything actually is a very simple thing for any father to give anything to his son.
冇乜咁複雜嘅事情。
It's not so complicated.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意呢度。
But look at what is recorded here.
好似啲神将佢嘅万有，将所有嘅丰盛摆喺佢儿子嘅里头，要经过好多复杂嘅手续。
It appears that in order for God the Father to place all of His abundance and all of the fullness into His Son, it necessitated a very complicated process.
怎樣複雜法呢?
How complicated?
不是說我將一切的豐富放在你的裏面，你接過來就可以了。
It's not as simple as merely stating, I declare that you shall have all the fullness placed in you, and then subsequently you are given all the fullness.
不是哦。
That's not the way it is.
他说父喜欢将一切的丰盛在他的里面居住。
It first tells us that it was for the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him.
但是要完成这件事情呢?
But in order for that to be realized,
有一定的手续要办。
There are procedures that needed to be completed.
什么手续呢?
What type of procedure?
第一件事情。
The very first thing.
神的儿子要在十字架上面流血。
Is that the Son of God must shed blood on the cross.
当然只是流血这样又简单。
We say, well, shedding blood, okay, that's one thing, that's very simple.
但这书所讲的流血不是只是流血。
But shedding blood here is not so simple.
我今早打了只大蚊，我够流个血了。
I killed a mosquito this morning, and I had to shed some blood with that.
但我冇解決到咩問題。
But just by shedding blood, I didn't resolve anything.
再打死只大蚊咯。
All I did was to kill a mosquito.
我仲驚死佢係嗰啲叫做咩西。
West Nile.
西尼羅啊。
I was afraid that it was a West Nile virus or mosquito.
如果撒咗我一啖嘅水，我过两日发烧发热，我系梗系佢啦。
If it had taken a bite out of me, and now I'm going to have a fever in a couple of days, and I know, then that must be the problem.
但弟兄姊妹，主喺呢处俾我，主俾我哋睇到。
But the Lord allows us to see.
当神嘅丰盛要摆喺佢里头居住嘅时候
，When God's fullness is to dwell in Him,
佢唔单止系流血。
Not only did he have to shed
blood. 佢呢处所讲嘅流血嗰个事实系直接系指到死嘅。
This shedding of blood means shedding of blood till death.
因为喺底下嘅二十二节嗰处咧，就确定咗呢个内容。
And verse 22 verifies that fact.
你留意廿二节嗰处点样讲
？What does verse 22 tell us?
佢话如今佢藉着基督嘅肉身受死
，that his fleshly body went through death.
肉身受死喺边个地方？
What does that mean? In what area of fleshly body through death?
十字架上面的流血。
It was by the shedding of blood on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹在那处讲流血，不是只是仅仅话流血。
So shedding blood, as is depicted here, is not merely some blood coming forth.
我们都好知道那个流血是指到死。
We all understand that shedding of blood refers to death.
神的丰盛要摆喺神嘅儿子嘅里头，神嘅儿子必须要经过死。
In order for God's fullness to indwell the Son must go through death。
而且
，not only that，
仲有一件更重要嘅事。
An even more important matter follows。
因为神嘅儿子嘅死
，through the death of the Son，
固然系神嘅丰盛系居住喺神儿子嘅里边。
Afforded the fullness of God to indwell him.
同时呢
，at the same time，
系解决咗堕落嘅宇宙同神中间嘅唔和谐。
It resolved the lack of peace that existed between the fallen creation and God.
唔单止喺地上边嘅被造嘅物同神中间又发生咗唔和谐。
Not only is there a gap between the fallen creation and God the Father，
连撒旦堕落嘅时候所造成嘅嗰个唔和谐，都同时喺呢件事上面去解决咗。
But this very fact of death on the cross brings us to restore the gap that existed from the fallen archangel in his rebellion to God.
因为主的流血是完成了一件和睦的事情。
Because the shedding of the Lord's blood was an act of reconciliation.
这个和睦不单单是人和神中间的和睦。
Not only is there a reconciliation of the relationship between man and God，
是一切和神发生难处的事物都和神恢复和好。
But there is a reconciliation of any and all things that are at odds with God。
所以嗰句话系无论喺天上嘅喺地上嘅，都系因着神嘅儿子流血呢件事情，同父神完全嘅恢复和好。
And that's why it tells us that whether things are on earth or things in heaven, that everything that was now reconciled to God。
唔单止系同自己恢复和好
，Not only has there been peace that's made with，
而且系更进一步
，but it goes one step further。
嗰个系二十节里边所提的。
And that tells us of verse 20, what is recorded in verse 20.
特别是在我们这些人的身上。
Especially for us, we are the people.
本来我们和神隔绝的。
We were initially separated from God.
心里和神为敌的。
And we were his bitter enemies at heart.
但是如今因着神儿子的肉身受死。
But now, because of the fleshly body of Christ having gone through death,
就叫我们和他和好翻。
It reconciled us to Him.
嗱，呢个系上边讲咗讲过嘅。
This again was what came in the context that preceded this particular verse.
并且系更进一步。
But now it brings us a little bit deeper.
叫我哋呢啲同神本来有间隔嘅人
，It allows us who were once separated from God，
成咗圣洁，没有瑕疵
，that we might become holy, whole, without blemish.
无可责备,
that we are blameless.
来摆放喺神嘅面前.
And now we are able to be presented before God.
弟兄姊妹,
oh, brothers and sisters.
我哋真係冇辦法能夠想像.
Really, truly, we cannot comprehend to fully the end result of what has transpired. That we might become holy and blameless and beyond reproach. But we were the ones that were filled with all sorts of blemish and filth. Now we are considered to be holy and blameless without reproach. That we are blameless. In general, then, what does it mean for us?
聖潔無瑕疵那個是神的性質.
Now, holy mean and without reproach, that refers to God's character.
無可責備是神的性格.
Blameless, that refers to first was the nature, the blameless aspect as the character of God.
弟兄姊妹,我們是怎樣的人?
What type of people are we?
如果我們自己不知道自己是怎樣的人呢?
If we don't know ourselves,
看看我们下一辈,
just look at the next generation.
现在, John, 有得看,
John can see it now.
Bill 又看得够了.
I'm sure that Bill has seen sufficiently.
Michael 和 Catherine 都看得够了.
And Michael and Catherine have seen it enough as well.
還有兩三個人,慢慢就有得看了.
And then some others, maybe.
Sherman 和 Sherry.
Some others who will see it, and then of course Sherman and Sherry.
但他們現在還小,就沒人看得到.
But perhaps for them, their child is too small.
慢慢你就看到了.
They don't see it yet. But slowly you will be able to see. Or they will be able to see.
現在Timothy呢,就下午多數放學就來我們家。
Now most of the time, my grandson Timothy comes to our house after school. In
the afternoon.他不知咁歡喜呢,玩嗰啲電視嘅遊戲啦。
And he loves electronic things.
只是打球而已.
But those things that are concerning
其他,
some sort of ball game.
就是歡喜打球。
He loves to play ball, but nothing else possible.
他又歡喜將自己擺落去,我係邊一隊?
And then, of course, he identifies and says, well, I'm with this team.
打贏了,他那隊打贏了,他就很開心。
And if his team happens to win, then he is overjoyed.
如果他那隊打不贏,被人打輸了,他就很猛陣。
But if he loses, then he's greatly aggravated.
那還是小事?
Now, this is something small on a minor scale.
今天下午他來,
so this afternoon he came.
因為今晚要去參加聚會.
And so, of course, on Friday evenings, the whole family goes
他爸爸就跟他說,
and so his dad told him, you have to take an afternoon nap when you come home from school.
他實際上真的要睡,所以一睡就睡到過了龍.
And so, yeah, he needed to sleep. And so once he fell asleep, he slept.
到他睡醒的時候,他爸爸要來接他回家.
And then he slept until the time that his dad came to pick him up, to bring him home.
他在床上睜大眼,
and so in his bed, then he opened up his eyes.
就在那裡發脾氣.
And immediately he started to throw his temper tantrum.
發什麼脾氣呢?
What type of tantrum?
因為他知道爸爸來了,要接他走。
Because he knew that his dad was already there. That meant that he had to go.
剛剛開手都未曾有結果,我不濟。
And he was protesting. He says, I don't want to go. I didn't even finish my game yet.
你怎麼說,他都是在死掠爛掠。
And so no matter what his dad tried to say, he was just throwing his fit.
我們大人看見他呢, 我們就說, 今天玩不完,明天來玩過,有什麼大件事呢?
So as an adult, we can conceivably say, what's the big deal? So you don't finish a game today, you can finish it tomorrow.
你說等不到明天,今晚你回, 你帶就帶咗嗰個 software 翻屋企，咪又去未食飯前，你咪又去玩到夠咯。幾多方法可以解決啫
？And so we logically would think, well, there's lots of solutions to this. Maybe you can take the game home and then you can play before you before dinner time or whatever. There's lots of other ways to handle it.
佢話係都唔得，係喺度越喊越大聲，越喊越大聲，越猛整。
But for him, he just threw his temper tantrum, and it got worse and worse.
足足喊成二十幾三十分鐘。
And ultimately, he cried for 20 minutes.
我啲忍耐都俾佢用曬。
And it extended our patience with him.
我就去同佢講。
And so I went to talk with him.
我好彩你唔係我嘅仔啫。
I said, "It's a good thing you're not my son."
我話你媽咪細個如果係咁樣啊，老早俾我打咗一身啦。
I said, "If yoursMom was like that when she was young. She would have had a good spanking."
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你可以留意得到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
我哋喺神嘅面前係點嘅樣子
？You can see how we really are before God.
比天父哋仲唔似喎
？No, it's not even like Timothy. It's even worse than Timothy.
天父哋有時你講啲説話比較重啲咁多咧，佢都驚驚地，唔敢咁放肆。
Sometimes, if you're very serious and he perceives that seriousness in you, then of course there's a slight amount of fear that he has.
但係我哋喺神嘅面前，我哋放肆嘅時候多了。
And he's not unwilling to sort of let himself go. But for us, we express our temper tantrum without restraint.
Oftentimes before God.
So have you ever considered that God sees us as holy and blameless and beyond reproach.
換句話說是完全似神。
In other words, that we are exactly like God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我們有什麼說話好講?
What can we say?
我們只有在神的面前說。
All we can do is come before God.
神在我們身上所作的偉大偉大偉大。
And confess that it is such a great thing that God has done for us, a tremendous and great thing.
奇妙，奇妙又奇妙。
It's so amazing. It's beyond amazement.
我哋感謝讚美我哋嘅呢一切係藉著神嘅兒子去作成功。
We thank our God because all of this has been brought about through the work of God's only begotten Son.
所以神將佢擺喺至高。
And that's why God places him as head over all.
神又藉著佢所做嘅，係恢復翻一切喺宇宙嘅裏邊嘅唔和諧。
And through what he has done, he has been able to reconcile everything that was at odds throughout all of creation that was at odds with God.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，如今我哋留意一件事啦。
Now, let's come to take a note of another matter.
聖靈用咗咁多嘅説話嚟顯露神兒子嘅所事同埋所作。
The Holy Spirit has expended so much time and so many words to reveal to us all that the Son is and all that He has done.
特別係喺佢所作成嘅事上。
And this aspect, especially focusing on all that he has done,
是将神所要作的完全的作好。
And he has now been able to complete all the works that God desires to complete.
这大段的说话就是去印证了这个事实。
And all these words merely verify that fact.
好了，第一节现在我们翻转头要去注意了。
Now, we have to retrace our steps and take note of something.
聖靈感動保羅去寫哥羅西書嗰個原因，大家應該冇咁快唔記得。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters should still remember the purpose for the Holy Spirit to move Paul to write the letter to the Colossians.
因為當時有一啲嘅異端出嚟，係將神嘅兒女要從基督嘅在基督裏面嘅呢個地位，或者話呢個事實嗰處嚟拖出去。
Because at that time there were some heresies that was at work to cause the children of God to be brought out from the place of Christ
to another place.
他们说神的儿子所作的不够完善。
The heresy came and said that the works of the Son of God is insufficient.
有另外一个方法是可以叫我们更完善。
There exists another way that allows us to achieve completion.
当然这个是异端。
Of course, this is heresy.
因为神所作的一切都藉着他的儿子去发表。
Because God will manifest all of His works only through His Son.
不单止是神所作的是藉着他儿子去发表。
Not only will all of His works be manifested only through His Son,
连神的自己都是藉着他的儿子去发表。
But God Himself is manifested only through His Son.
如果要在神的儿子以外去寻找到另外一条路。
And if you were on a quest to find another way outside of His Son,
这个不可能。
This is an impossible task.
这个是神所没办法承认。
This would never be acknowledged by God.
那个不是真真实实的一条路来。
Because that would be a false way.
那个是与神作对的一个表达来。
And that would be a way that expresses the enmity that exists between you and God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们留意到。 圣灵用保罗讲了这么多的说话，目的在哪里呢？
So again, let's come back and take an overall view. What is the reason why the Holy Spirit moved Paul to write these words?
23节。Verse 23。他说：只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固坚定不移，不知道被引动失去福音的盼望。
If indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard. So this gospel was what you heard, which was already proclaimed to all creation under heaven. And I, Paul, am a minister of that gospel. So now Paul brings us a conclusion. If you want to pursue and find God, if you want to have the heart of God be established in your
heart,
if you want to have a true peace in the relationship between you and God, there is one and only one way for you to go. It is through the gospel that has been completed by the Son of God. You need to be firmly established in that gospel. And do not doubt and subsequently detour away from this gospel.
神所要作的事情就作成在你们的身上。
And if that was the case, then the works that God desires to accomplish in you will be accomplished.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
哥罗西书开头的这一大段的话，是整本哥罗西书里面那个信息的基础。
The very vast portion that we have studied in the beginning of Colossians lays the very foundation for the whole book of Colossians.
叫我们在神面前蒙恩的人去认识基督的所事和所作。
It is to allow us who have been granted the grace of God's mercy to understand all that the Son of God is and all that the Son of God has done.
然后就支取基督的所事和所作。
And then to
去用。
And to utilize and to attain and utilize all that he is and all that he has done.
这样神所要做的就塑成在我们的身上。
And when we do that, then all the works that God desires to accomplish in us then can be accomplished.
从下文，即是从24节开始，一路到尾。
So then, from what is to follow from chapter 1, verse 24, all the way to the end of the book,
就去接触到实际的问题了。
Touches then on practical, concrete things then.
在前头这大卷,
the portion that we have just finished
完全是真理的发表,
is to reveal the truth.
那这个真理的发表, 怎样成为我们的生活的指导呢?
Well, how can the display of the truth become the direction of, that we would, the guidance for us in our day-to-day living.
在下面, 那三章多的說話裡面,
well, then what follows in the balance of the book in three and somewhat three and a half chapters then tells us exactly how that is to be done. We thank our Lord. May the Lord, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, afford us greater understanding of who Christ is and what He's done.
So in our hymnary,
there is a hymn that's entitled More About Jesus.
That
points out to us the direction of how we should pursue to know our Lord even more. So that our foundation is secure and that our path is correct. I think I'll end my sharing with brothers and sisters here this evening. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. You did not hold back anything to reveal yourself to us. We implore that you would grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we might come to know you even more. Tend to understand your works in a greater depth. Lord, we thank you. We cannot help but to confess that you are so worthy of all of our worship. But we also ask for an extra portion of mercy. Do not allow us merely to have head knowledge of you yourself, but permit for us to experience you yourself. So that each one of us here will be practically place ourselves to allow you to work in us. In order for your heart desire to be accomplished in us. Lord, we look to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.